Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Inman Evil is here, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is probably our original communication expert in the brain trust, going all the way back to 1999 when we helped her launch her first book, Talk Is Not Cheap. It's still an important book, and I continue to recommend to you. Beverly is the founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate, and one of the smartest people I know, and she's here to talk to us about something that's very timely. Beverly Inman Evil, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you and your audience again.
Always a pleasure. You know, Beverly, this fiscal cliff negotiation that's going on between the kabuki players in Washington, the not ready for kabuki players, President Obama and the Republicans, they're up there dancing around with each other, negotiating with our lives, really, acting as if what they're doing is more important than their representation of us. And it's really getting old, frankly, and it's really upsetting the economy and small businesses, who are the people I care most about. And it's really unfortunate to see this fiscal cliff dance that they're doing. And what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I would question whether they are negotiating. And if they are, I think it gives the term negotiating, of course,
well,
which I teach, a very bad name.
I agree with you.
True negotiating, you're supposed to partner with the opponent and find common ground.
Well, and both are supposed to, and you hope that the people you're negotiating with are dealing in good faith, as you are.
Yes, and that you have something in common that you can both, you know, find benefit in. And I think this has become a sparring match, and so I would first question that they are indeed negotiating.
Mm-hmm. So what can we learn from the way they're talking to each other or not talking? What can we learn from that?
Well, that's kind of my premise of the communication cliff. Many of us have someone in our life that a conversation went wrong. Maybe we've been avoiding them. Maybe we had that big blow-up conversation. But either this time of year, in other words, it could be a family member, somebody who comes back into your area. It could be someone that you've done business with in the past, but there's this cliff, and imagine two people standing on almost opposite sides.
So you're not talking about something inadvertent, you're talking about a real conflict.
I am. I'm talking about something that is unresolved, and let's face it, so many of us, especially during the holidays, come into contact with someone that we've had this cliff issue with, this
right,
non-talking. Either you've talked and it hasn't gone well, or you're in the silent stage,
mm-hmm,
where both of you are turning your back to the cliff, or it's looming and you haven't had it yet. And we create some of these cliffs ourselves, because today with technology, and God, we love it, it's like you're saying the thing, you know, about Facebook, yes,
mm-hmm.
They're great tools, but they're not always our friends. And certainly when you're striving to communicate, they are not your friends. For instance, if you are communicating with, you know, tweets and text and even email, that's misusing the tool,
mm-hmm,
for true communication. So we create, you know, some of these.
Are you saying that if we're having issues with someone where there is a true impasse, there's a problem between you and me, for example, that we might be exacerbating the problem by using more technology and by not just going straight to the person either by voice or by face-to-face and resolving it? Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that because whenever you have a conflict with a person, it's a very emotional issue. And tweets and texts and email are great methods to communicate things or information, but they're pretty
lousy. They can also be passive-aggressive tools, too, can't they?
They certainly can. But it's an ineffective way to handle anything that might be emotional.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I have to stick in one of my favorite sayings here that I talk about a lot in the last 4 or 5 years, and that's that face-to-face is the original social media.
Yes.
So never forget that was the original one, and it's still popular after all these years, so use it.
That's right. And, you know, this not only affects us, just like Washington, it's not about them. It's about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The collective citizens. So the same thing when you're having an impasse with someone, and it could be someone, let's say, in your extended family, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, oh, that doesn't affect my business. Think again. It zaps your energy. It gets you uptight, nervous. Maybe you're
right.
Dreading something. You're certainly avoiding
something. So is it as simple, Beverly, is it as simple as just going straight to them? I mean, is there something else we need to know? Do we need to prepare for?
Yes. It's definitely more simple than just going to them. That's the problem I think so many people have is they build up their courage to finally have this face-to-face, this face-off, so to say,
mm-hmm.
but they're not prepared. And so because it's an emotional issue, the very first time, you know, there's a reason you've had an impasse with this person. Maybe they know where your buttons are, and they push the buttons. So if you're not prepared, you're walking, it's like you're walking off the cliff. Your intentions are good, all right, but you've lost your way.
Well, the other thing is, if the other person is never going to reconcile with you, if there isn't, and that could happen. I mean, you may not be the real problem. We don't know yet. You may not know yet. But one thing about it, in order to find out if there is even any reason to continue to try, the best way to do that is to be able to see their face.
That's right. And sometimes you can't fix it.
Yeah.
But you can fix you.
Sometimes. That's why my point is you at least you walk away saying, well, you know what? I did everything I could do. And it's not fixable, and I'm going to move on knowing that. So hold on to that thought. What's the website, quickly?
TalkListen.com.
TalkListen.com. Beverly Inman Ebel and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.